Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, right during this busy travel holiday season, flights for Fort Worth-based American Airlines were grounded this morning.
And we're seeing reports of more than two-hour delays for some flights at DFW Airport.
So how did all of this get started? We get more from KRLD's Georgia Alfredas.
An unspecified technical issue on this Christmas Eve morning temporarily grounded all American Airlines flights nationwide, affecting travelers as millions are expected to fly for the holiday. In a statement released earlier this morning, the airline apologized for the inconvenience and said their teams were working to resolve the issue as quickly as possible. We're now hearing that American is back in business and flights are back on. However, you're going to want to check your flight status on American Airlines' website to make sure your flight is not affected. From the 24-Hour News Center, George Alfredas, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Travel expert Peter Greenberg says it could take some time before scheduling is back on track.
Every time an airline shuts down an operation, that means you've got planes out of position, flights out of sequence, crews out of schedule, and you got to be able to reunite everybody.
American says it was a vendor technology issue, and it's all hands on deck as their team works diligently to get customers where they need to go as quickly as possible.
These flyers at DFW arrived hours early to try to beat the lines and the weather.
I am worried about the weather, but I'm going to hang in there and give it a shot.
My dad is the reason we probably got here as early as we did. He is a frequent traveler and has been for his whole life, so it's always going to be 3-4 hours early.
Not sure if that helped them this morning, though. Hopefully they weren't traveling on American.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
All right, so the latest numbers this morning at DFW Airport, 71 delays now. Most of those are American flights, but we'll see some other ones added as the weather comes in. And the toughest checkpoints to get through right now, D22 is pretty rough at this point. You're going to wait about 20 minutes to get through there.
And if you're flying out of Love Field, there are 4 delays, no cancellations. Security wait times, general boarding, 3 minutes. TSA pre-check, get this, 5 minutes, a little longer. A lot of people have pre-check.
And it's not just here in North Texas. The airports are busy all over the state. This traveler in El Paso explains where he's headed.
I'm here to visit my family over the border. We're going to Juarez, Mexico, and we're going to visit some family. I'm bringing my girlfriend and kind of meet the other side of my culture.
More than 119 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home before New Year's Day. And Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff has more on the storms that could impact your travel as well today. Dan.
Yeah, to make things even worse, there's a pretty good line of strong thunderstorms stretching from Sherman. It's now into Denton, west sides of Fort Worth, and through the Parker County area and the Weatherford area. And they're slowly drifting off to the east at about 15 to 20 miles per hour, and they're going right towards DFW Airport here within the next hour or so. Dallas level within the next hour and a half, approaching McKinney in the next hour. Again, these are not severe, but they will be impacting travel north and west of the Dallas-Fort Worth area on the ground and at both airports from west to east through the morning hours. My meteorologist, Dan Brunoff, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Search still on for the driver who McKinney police say hit and killed a 14-year-old boy, Jameer Dabney, his name, riding his bike when a dark-colored four-door car struck him and then sped off. NBC5's Dahir Rahman has an emotional message from the teen's family.
He was somebody's son. He was somebody's grandson. He was somebody's friend.
In the days before Christmas, the family now has a silence in their home that can't ever be filled.
Does he deserve to live out the rest of his life? He deserved it.
But they're choosing to remember Dabney for how he lived, down to his last day.
I'm having fun on his last day ice skating with his family. And for his final words to be, I love you, and that's it.
McKinney police are asking anyone with information to come forward.
The Dallas Stars, one of the hottest teams in the NHL right now. Maybe not in standings, but in the bottom line. Forbes released its estimate of the most valuable NHL teams, and the Dallas Stars are now worth $2 billion. That's up 85% compared to last season. Holy smokes, that's a big jump in one season. Only the Utah Hockey Club gained more in value thanks to its move from Phoenix to Salt Lake City. The NHL's most valuable team is the Toronto Maple Leafs, $3.8 billion.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Difficult to listen to story out of San Antonio, where workers at a Whataburger there discovered a newborn baby in the garbage can in the restroom. This just happened. They have arrested now a 33-year-old woman who was seen on video, surveillance video, for a couple of hours in the lobby of the restaurant before she made her way to the bathroom for several more hours. She was heard making loud noises before a manager called 911. It's 8:25 here on the KRLD Morning News.
The Rangers offseason rolls on.
Jock Peterson, you are now a Texas Ranger. The two-time World Series champ is coming to DFW on a two-year, $37 million deal that includes an opt-out after the first year. The 32-year-old spent last season with the Arizona Diamondbacks as a designated hitter, and the lefty tallied 23 home runs and 64 RBIs. The Rangers also added another reliever and right-hander Sean Armstrong to a one-year deal after spending 2024 with the Rays, Cardinals, and Cubs, garnering 66 strikeouts over just shy of 67 innings. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, the Stars are back on the winning track.
Ropehin scored his team-leading 15th goal this season, and Casey DeSmith made 24 saves in net as the Dallas Stars topped the Utah Hockey Club 3-2 to end a brief two-game skid. Head coach Pete DeBoer after the game.
Gritty road win for us. Casey was great. Thought we got contributions from a lot of different guys, so big win.
Up next, Dallas returns home to face the Minnesota Wild on Friday. Puck drops at 7. Jake Rietma, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Longhorns have punched their ticket to the Peach Bowl in Georgia, but they won't be taking Bevo with them. Officials at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta say they cannot accommodate the Longhorn mascot and his enclosure. I mean, he does take up some space. They say they just don't have enough space for it. Bevo was also barred from this year's SEC championship game. The Longhorns play Arizona State on New Year's Day. And John, is Bevo a good luck charm for them? I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, when Bevo's there, they normally win. But, you know, he wasn't there when they lost to Georgia, so.
Okay, well, he's just going to have to be their good luck charm from a distance.
Maybe they can bring some of his droppings with him or something like that just to,
you know. A sprig
in
of his hair.
In solidarity.
A hoof clipping.
NORAD is prepping for Santa tracking. NORAD Santa Tracker is actually live right now to follow St. Nick's sleigh ride around the world. And I think St. Nick was just spotted in New Zealand, in fact. Look, there's the latest update. Seoul, South Korea.
Santa.
That's where Santa is. So you can check Santa's progress online through their app or by calling 1-877-HI-NORAD or Hi NORAD.
We're getting brand new information about that drone show in Orlando run by a North Texas company that ended when several drones came spiraling into a crowd, seriously injuring a child.
Adrienne Edgerton, the mother of that boy, says one of those drones struck her 7-year-old son, Alexander, and he will be spending Christmas in the ICU.
My daughter found my son on the floor, unconscious, blood coming out his face. The drone hit him so hard in his chest that it messed up one of the valves in his heart.
Now, Sky Elements, that Coppell-based vendor behind the drone show, issued a statement saying they are diligently working with the FAA, adding, quote, "The well-being of our audience is our utmost priority, and we regret any distress or inconvenience it has caused."
That's NBC5's Alana Quillen.
A Dallas lawyer who killed a father and son in a traffic accident finds himself on probation for the next decade.
An Ellis County jury has convicted Michael Halla of 2 counts of criminally negligent homicide for the November 17th, 2021 accident that killed 36-year-old Edward Beltran and his 5-year-old son, Ethan. The jury then sentenced Halla to 5 years in prison, suspended the sentence, and put him on 10 years probation. The Beltran family had been playing basketball across Ferris Road at an elementary school. Halla was on his way to a Ferris City Council meeting where he was a contract attorney for the town. Prosecutors had asked the jury for manslaughter convictions. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The city of Fort Worth says it's almost halfway through clearing their backlog of rape kits, and the city's crime lab is almost fully staffed.
In October, close to 900 kits were reported overdue for testing and entry into the database. Now, 514 kits remain untested. In November, the city received money from the feds aimed at helping the city and county reduce its backlog. When fully trained, the newly hired lab technicians will help eliminate the remaining backlog and ensure it doesn't happen in the future. In addition, Fort Worth is hiring the Tarrant County Medical Examiner's Office to provide testing for the kits. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.